or at the end of the hour. So let's go ahead and start off with that right now. If you would like a pair of tickets to go to the New Year's concert from the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra, it comes up, of course, New Year's Eve at 7 o'clock at the Sanger Theater. And so you can celebrate the New Year concert or celebrate the New Year with the concert from conductor Peter Rubart. The music is from Broadway's biggest hits like Wicked, West Side Story, Les Miserables, and more. You can get details and tickets on our website, newsradio923.com. But if you would like a pair of tickets right now, just give us a call and text in 2023. Text in 2023, and you could get the pair of tickets. Gracie will select one of the textures. So the text number, 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Text in 2023, and you can get that pair of tickets. Top three stories here real quick. We've got is Southwest Airlines woes have invoked a federal probe. Title 42 is going to stay in effect for now. That's the border security measure. And the co-leader of the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, he's been sentenced to 16 years in prison for that plot to kidnap her. Going back to Southwest Airlines, more details are indeed coming out that it does indeed look like it's computer failure that's causing all the cancellations. That their systems have been just collapsing is what it sounds like. And haven't been able to keep up with demands and maybe vulnerable. I'm wondering if we're going to find out there was some sort of cyber security attack or something on Southwest Airlines. We know that there was a couple of attack attempts recently on like airport software, but not airline software. Maybe somebody was able to get Southwest software. I don't know. But 70% of the flights canceled yesterday, 64% today. We've had 3,122 cancellations today total. Out of those 3,100, 2,600 are Southwest Air flights. Southwest Air also has another 924 delayed flights in addition to that. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer. Gracie Wolf got a couple more details pertaining to this.
Not seeing any major slowdowns throughout Pensacola. We are still seeing some slight delays on West Michigan Avenue. This is going to be due to an accident right off of South Gulf Manor. This is right near the Circle K as you're moving closer to Mobile Highway on West Michigan Avenue in the westbound direction. Expect some slowdowns there. Throughout Milton and Pace, Highway 90 is looking good, as well as the Highway 90 bridge between Pensacola and Pace. Really nothing to slow you down. And 98 Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre looking good. See something else? Give me a call. 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So with the flights being canceled today, it's Southwest is definitely the big... I mean, look at this. If it wasn't for Southwest Air, then... We would have had about 500 flights canceled today. So it's definitely Southwest creating the data, the problems, as it was yesterday. Now, yesterday wasn't quite as they weren't as responsible for everything, because yesterday it was they would bet about half of the canceled flights were on Southwest. But today it's like 89% of the cancellations are Southwest. I mentioned before, I've got a relative who flew to visit family, but wanted to be back in time for Christmas. Well, wanted to be back home in time for Christmas. So flew to visit family for a week, two weeks actually, before Christmas. And they were supposed to fly out Christmas Eve to get back home to Cleveland area. Well, her flight was canceled on Christmas Eve. Rescheduled for today. Last night, got a notice from Southwest. Nope, flight's canceled again. She called them to rebook the flight. The next earliest that they could put her on, they said would be Saturday. Saturday. So it would be a full week from the time she was supposed to fly out that she would finally get to fly out. And that's if they didn't get canceled again, right? Because that's one thing I was pointing out yesterday and I'm pointing out again today. Out of these 2,600 flights that are being canceled today, well, one of them I know for sure was my sister's flight that was already rescheduled from a previous cancellation. So you know that many of these flights that were canceled today were people who had already previously been canceled. And so it just complicates things even further. And so, yeah, they're, So by Saturday, I mean, they're still going to be flying people who've been canceled, you know, or you're doing make good flights, especially when you've canceled. I mean, just in the past 2 days, 6,000 flights in 2 days. That's a lot of people who aren't getting to where they were wanting to get, whether it be returning home or going to visit family or whatever it might be. It's just crazy. I mean, I mentioned before, I got a friend that she was stranded in her layover. She was flying from Hawaii to the mainland to visit family. She was stranded in Portland since Friday. She was coming home for Christmas, and this morning she finally was able to get a flight out and get to her location. Today was the day that she was supposed to be flying back to Hawaii. So she wanted to visit family, so she changed her flight. She was able to change her flight returning home so she could at least spend a day or two here before she has to go back. It's like, this is crazy. This is like the craziest travel holiday I've ever seen before. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, on News Radio 92.3. If you would like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Come up for your next top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So, hey, coming up on January 14th, it's the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. They're hosting their signature event, the Big Gala, presented by the Pensacola Ice Flyers. It's the biggest black tie event of the year for them. And, of course, all the proceeds go to help Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida and their mission, which is to create and support one-on-one mentoring relationships. And every child deserves to see their potential realized. Sometimes it just takes a supportive adult to do so. So once again, help out Big Brothers and Big Sisters. You can give them a call, 850-433-KIDS, for sponsorship or tickets. Or you can go to our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. Federal officials are looking into the mass cancellations of Southwest Airlines flights. The Department of Transportation said it's trying to determine if Southwest is complying with its customer service plan as well as other pertinent DOT rules. According to FlightAware, nearly 90% of today's cancellations belong to Southwest. Governor Ron DeSantis taking steps forward what could be seen as a potential 2024 presidential bid. According to the Washington Post, the Republican has restarted his Google and Facebook ads targeting a national audience. TikTok now banned from all mobile devices managed by the U.S. House of Representatives. The House's administrative officer said the app is considered a high risk due to a number of security issues and told lawmakers and staff the app must be deleted. And Bobby, the Mega Millions jackpot now up to a cool $565 million ahead of tonight's drawing. It's been more than 3 months since anybody's matched all six numbers. Do we get a winner tonight?
I would say no. It doesn't happen that fast. But I mean, I guess it's been 3 months, right? But yeah. What happens is like when you get it on the news today where it's $500 million jackpot, then you just get even more people going out and buying stuff.
Yeah.
So there ends up becoming a lot more people who are entering the jackpot, and therefore the odds to win drops even further.
Mm-hmm.
Is the way I look at it. So I don't know. I don't think we're gonna get the winner, and I won't be playing it still. So I probably should. How much is the ticket for that thing?
I don't
anyway,
think it's
is that,
that
one of those
much.
Expensive ones.
I don't think so. Gracie, our resident expert in the lottery.
I wouldn't say expert, but I think it's around like $5 to $10. It's not
$5 to $10.
That's too much.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's too much. Exactly.
If it was
there's
like
other
one
games
or $2.
I could play for $5 that I would prefer. I could go buy a pack of Uno cards for $10 and enjoy my time a lot more.
So apparently it's $2 per play.
Oh, $2?
My bad.
$2 might be. I don't know. I mean, The problem is, if you don't win today, you're going to be like, well, I got to spend another $2 tomorrow to try to win. And then, you know, $2, $2, $2, $2.
And then it's just a snowball from there.
But you can't win if you don't play.
That's true. That sounds
I'm not trying to change any minds. I know you guys are dead set, but I'm just saying.
That sounds like something a gambling addict would say. I'm just saying. So,
I mean, I'm just saying, every time we've talked about the lottery, Gracie's just like in. She's all in on a lottery talk. So
I like the hope of, you know, imagining that. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but.
I don't even know what I would do if I won the lottery, to be honest. It's just like, it's too much money.
Well, on the way home, think about it and then, you know, stop by a gas station.
Yeah, no, because then I get my hopes up and I got all these dreams and then my dreams would be shattered in the morning. So, no, it's not worth it. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roads are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110. Our slowdowns on West Michigan Avenue have cleared up, so we are moving nicely in both directions on West Michigan Avenue, Beverly Parkway, Brent Lane, all checking in clear, as well as Bayou Boulevard. And nothing to slow you down on 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. See something on the roads? Give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, we'll take a little bit of a look back at real estate in 2022. In order to do that, we'll take a look at the real estate during the pandemic and how it skyrocketed nationwide. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3. Cole right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So real estate values in 2019 through 2021. So during the pandemic, we know they skyrocketed literally everywhere in the country. And here in the state of Florida, you know, we might feel like ours went up higher than everybody else's, but that's actually not true. Our overall increase in home value increased 18.6%. 18.6%. That was tied with Nebraska. So we both went up 18.6%. So it was around 17th highest growth in the country, which is still high, but not the highest. The highest was North Carolina, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Georgia, Washington, Maine. That's right. Maine went up 25.7%. I didn't know people were moving to Maine. Then Montana, I heard a lot of people were moving to Montana, get out there in the mountains and get some solitude. Utah, then number two is Arizona, and number one was Idaho. Idaho's values increased 44.7% during the pandemic. That was the highest. That's crazy. That's really high. That's a lot. In fact, their population increased 6.4% over just the two. That's unheard of. Population increased 6.4% in 2 years. My goodness. Well, so what's been that was during the pandemic. So what's happened in 2022? Taking a look back here. Well, for 10 straight months, home sales dropped nationwide. Now, interesting though, home value is actually up compared to last year still. So the first 6 months of the year, at least, even though home sales were dropping, the home prices were still going up. And it's only been the last few months the home prices have started to drop a little bit compared to earlier this year. But compared to a year ago, they're still higher. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Remember, you can celebrate the new year with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's concert. If you didn't get a chance to win the pair of tickets on the show right now, we've got another pair of tickets tomorrow morning on Pep Talk with Jenna Barr. And I'll be giving away another pair of tickets tomorrow as well. So opportunities for you to win some tickets to go check out the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra on New Year's Eve. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Top three stories here for you, and then we'll get to your sports hit. So a man is the co-leader of the plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. The co-leader has been sentenced to 16 years in prison. Title 42 is going to stay in effect for now. And Southwest Airlines woes has invoked a federal probe. So let me start with the man who's the co-leader sentenced to 16 years in prison. So the FBI was able to uncover and foil this plot to kidnap the governor, which is just crazy in today's day and age to think that somebody was like seriously plan on doing this. And at the same time, you know, one of the things that occurred to me, like, look how quick they were able to get this trial done. Like, they were able to get this trial done super fast and get these people involved. Yet there's other things like, it just, there's other things that go on that they don't process it nearly as fast. Title 42 staying in effect for now. This is the second Trump era policy. I was going to say legislation, but it's not legislation. So it's the second Trump era policy pertaining to the border that has now been stayed by the Supreme Court. Now, they did not say, they're not telling the Biden administration, you can't get rid of Title 42 or you can't get rid of the stay in Mexico policy. They're not saying that anymore. What they're saying is you have to keep it in place for now while the lawsuits from the states that are suing over it are handled. So because there's multiple lawsuits from multiple states saying don't get rid of Title 42, don't get rid of the stay in Mexico policy, because those are actually supporting federal border laws, for federal border security laws. Those support them. And so the Supreme Court saying, okay, so I think end of January is when we're going to get the hearing for the stay in Mexico policy one. And February is probably when we'll get the hearing for the Title 42 one. And then finally, Southwest Airlines woes. It looks like it is primarily due to electronic problems. Electronic scheduling, computer systems went down, computer networks went down, and they're having a hard time getting back up. They have not said that it's cybersecurity related, like cyber attack or anything like that. But let's face it, it's probably cyber attack. I mean, 70% of your flights go down in 2 days and you're like, oh, it's just a computer glitch. Seems like it's a cyber attack to me. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. The NBA is underway right now. The Lakers are beating the Orlando Magic by 8 points. Washington Wizards are beating the Philadelphia 76ers by 2. And the other games just tipped off between Houston and Boston, Atlanta and Indianapolis, and the Clippers against Toronto. Coming up here at 7:30 will be the Knicks against the Dallas Mavericks on NBA TV. Earlier today, we had a couple bowl games. Memphis beat Utah State University and Buffalo beat Georgia Southern. Right now on ESPN at the end of the first quarter, Eastern Carolina is beating Coastal Carolina 10-0. This is the Ticket Smarter Birmingham Bowl. And when that game is over, we'll have the University. And by the way, that game's on ESPN. And when that game's over, ESPN will have the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, which is the Wisconsin Badgers against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. That'll be about 9:15 our time on ESPN. And of course, we're getting ready for this weekend, where we get the college football playoff games, TCU against Michigan, Ohio State against Georgia. Then, let's see here. NCAA men's basketball. Notre Dame right now is beating Jacksonville 21-19. Texas A&M is getting beat by Northwestern State 30-22. And then coming up on FS1 at 7 o'clock tonight, Seton Hall will play Marquette. NHL hockey is underway. Carolina is beating Chicago 2-0. Washington over the Rangers 1-0. Scoreless game between the Boston Bruins and Ottawa. And the Islanders are beating Pittsburgh 1-0. Then all those games are on ESPN Plus. And coming up in about 15 minutes, you get about three more games where the puck is going to drop. Then in sports news, the big news story of the day today is J.J. Watt announced that at the end of this season, he's retiring. We'll talk about that more right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good throughout our area. I-10, I-110 not showing any slowdowns. 29 north and southbound lanes throughout Pensacola through Cantonment up to McDavid and Century. All looking good, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So J.J. Watt revealing that he's going to retire at the end of the season. He's had a tremendous career. Ex-NFL players, former NFL players, are urging Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback for the Dolphins, to shut it down for this season. Just let it go. Let his brain rest after he's entered the third concussion protocol of the season. It's not good. As I was mentioning yesterday, three concussions in one season, that's pretty much guaranteed CTE. That's guaranteed he's got some... He's going to be having that degenerative brain disease that you see so many NFL players, former NFL players, having. It's just terrible. The Pittsburgh Pirates have signed a 42-year-old left-handed pitcher, and on their relievers, he's going to be one of the relievers. And Wake Forest's quarterback has entered the transfer portal. Hartman has entered the transfer portal. We'll find out where he goes probably in the next week or so. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse, I do want to share this. Florida State Representative Anna Eskamani has filed a bill to get rid of the diaper sales tax here in the state of Florida. So right now there's a temporary waiver of sales tax on diapers, but it's going to expire in June. So she's introduced a bill that would make this permanent. And it wouldn't just be for diapers for children. It would also be other adult incontinence products as well. And I was saying earlier that I definitely support diaper free tax or whatever, get rid of the diaper sales tax, because most of the people who usually have little babies are usually new young couples who often are not quite as financially secure, and so getting that little 8% break could be very beneficial for young couples who are struggling. Got a text here that says, yeah, but the adult incontinence products are often people need that because they have some sort of medical issue, and they could also be financially strained because of their medical issue. Good point. So either way, it works. It works out great. Yeah, so I agree with that one. Hopefully it gets passed in the next legislative session. Elon Musk weighed in on the recent hubbub pertaining to the Twitter files. And, so if you haven't been following the data dump of the Twitter files, here's Elon Musk in his own words, basically saying what you're missing. Here you go.
So, to be totally frank, almost every conspiracy theory that people had about Twitter turned out to be true. So, is there a conspiracy theory about Twitter that didn't turn out to be true? So far, they've all turned out to be true. And if not, more true than people thought.
Yeah, not only did every conspiracy theory turn out to be true, it turned out to be more true than what we even thought. Oh, boy. In case you missed the Twitter file data dump, here's just some of the highlights. The FBI paid Twitter $3.5 million to censor conservatives. The FBI pressured Twitter to give them information that normally they would need warrants for, but they didn't have warrants, and they just pressured Twitter to give them that information. Leading up to the 2020 election, the FBI would hold weekly meetings with Twitter and tell them whose tweets to get rid of and which accounts they wanted suspended. And of course, almost all of those were conservatives. Not all, but almost all. The FBI knew that Hunter Biden's laptop story was real, and they knew that the story was coming out weeks before the 2020 election, and they told the big tech, Twitter included, to expect Russian disinformation drop and squelch the story. That means the FBI corrupted the election by helping Joe, basically, ignored the spin of the Hunter Biden story and got it squelched, got it buried. And then finally, There's so many former FBI employees, at Twitter. They have their own Slack channel. So they're deep embedded in Twitter. So once again, going with the Hunter laptop story. Why is this significant? Because the Hunter laptop story proves that the Biden family took tens of millions of dollars from Chinese companies linked to communist groups with no discernible work that was done. So it looks like it was a pay-to-play type of a thing. How would we know? Well, we're still trying to get the information for the Hunter. But the reality of it is it might have been pay-per-play. It might have been political coercion. It might have been nothing. Maybe there was discernible work that was done. But the thing is, the story was buried, and it wasn't able to be investigated, and the FBI was behind it being buried. The FBI knew that the laptop was real. The FBI knew that the information on the laptop is real. But they pressured big tech firms to downplay the story and even make it unshareable. That's vicious right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, how about this headline for you? This happened in Thailand. Driver forgets wife during pee stop. And forces her to walk 12 and a half miles for help. Oh, really? So, yeah, this is, okay. So apparently he accidentally left his wife behind on a pee stop on Christmas Day. Now, I don't even think they have Christmas in Thailand, but I don't know. That seems a little suspicious, right? Seems like, I like the comments on this post I saw. That doesn't seem accidental. And here's another one that says, classic, the good old I forgot my wife trick. Yeah. And then another one says, I would never talk to him again. And I love the way this response to that. Sounds like they never were talking. They were just driving and riding in pure silence on a long drive. That's why he didn't notice that she was gone. Like, yeah, something. How do you not notice, even if it's not your wife, you were driving with somebody, you stopped to go to the bathroom, you got back in the car, the person you were driving with is no longer with you. Like, yeah, I don't think this was an accidental forgetting. I think this was got in a fight, dropped the wife off.
Yeah, it has to be, because I could kind of forgive the, okay, you forgot me. But it's the walking, the 12 and a half miles.
12 and a half miles.
You can't turn around and get me. So that is not accidental.
You get home and you're like, where'd the wife go anyway? Well, one minute she was with me. Next minute she's not. I wonder what happened. Yeah, come on. That's crazy. I do like this statement here. I think they should change the headline to future ex-wife. Yeah. Driver forgets future ex-wife during pee stop, because that's probably how it'll end up. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, Bobby, the man who left his wife thought she climbed into the back seat to nap while he was out peeing. He did not know she decided to go pee after he got out of the truck. I know, but still, it's like obviously it's like a 12-mile drive. You don't notice that the person who's sleeping in the back, and this is Thailand, they don't have big trucks and big SUVs and stuff. Like, they got small vehicles. And you didn't notice that the person sitting in the back was gone, even if she was back there napping. It just, something don't sound right. I'm just saying, something don't sound right. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. We are checking in clear, really not seeing anything that's going to delay you on 29 or 90 throughout Pensacola, as well as I-10 and I-110, and 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre looking good. See something else? Give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, and this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located off Beverly Parkway.
All right, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what you got in the news?
Yeah, Bobby, Title 42 being kept in place for now as the Supreme Court voted 5-4 today to keep it in place. Title 42 allows border officials to turn away asylum seekers due to COVID concerns. Southwest Airlines in the middle of a meltdown after over 60% of its flights canceled. Things not looking so good for tomorrow either. This is as nearly every other major carrier has announced a return to normalcy. Democrats calling on newly elected New York Congressman George Santos to resign after he admitted to lying about his background, says it was, quote, adding a little bit of fluff to his resume. Santos confirmed he never graduated from college, worked directly for Wall Street firms, never owned property, and his grandparents never escaped the Nazis. And finally, the movie Babylon looks like a box office flop. A little disappointed by that. That was on my list of movies to go see. The Margot Robbie-led film opened over the four-day holiday weekend with just over $5 million. That's not going to get it done.
Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah, Margot Robbie, Brad Pitt, you think that's a recipe for success, and it doesn't look like anybody was
like,
interested in going.
It's like
seeing
the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood cast, and just didn't pan out, I guess.
Yeah, kind of a surprise. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a couple texts here. Bobby, Thailand does have big vehicles, and also he actually drove 100 miles before finding out. Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, you're right. I forgot that. I read that earlier. She walked 12 miles to get help to the next town, but he actually drove for 100 miles, and she didn't know his number. She lost the phone. Yeah, I saw that too. Oh my goodness. And Bobby, in Thailand, I think the women are to remain silent. That's probably why he didn't realize she was not there. Maybe there could be some of that. There's some of that culture type stuff. Hey, Bobby, I think it was more like, sorry, honey, I forgot you. Actually went with me this time to get you dinner. Either way, it's a very bizarre story. That's all I know. Very bizarre story. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Some of the top searches for news in 2022 was midterm election results, Queen Elizabeth's passing, Ukraine, Powerball numbers came in fourth, and Hurricane Ian came in fifth. The top words we wanted to defined were rupee, oligarch, cacao, Homer, and recession. So I guess some of these words spiked after they were featured in Wordle. That's how powerful that sucker is. How to pronounce searches were how to pronounce cutter, how to pronounce Kiev, how to pronounce puzzle. Who doesn't know how to pronounce puzzle? Anyway, how to pronounce Omicron and how to pronounce Encanto. Those are just some of the 2022 lookups. Hey, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Be safe. Bye-bye.